Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Where is the key? They're a four-piece alternative metal band out of Madison who write songs about the paranormal and the unexplained and have just released their first album, Synesthesia. It's so fitting that they'll be performing at the Mad Farm Moto and Music Halloween Bash 2024 in Brooklyn, Wisconsin on Saturday, October 19th. Here in the studio to give us a little preview of the Halloween Bash and their new music is guitarist Tyler Quinn, and he brought along Josh from Mad Farm Moto. Josh, Tyler, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And like, what key will be unlocked?
So actually, what we got from our name, we got our name from a little boy outside of Shakespeare's house over in England. He kept asking where our keys were.
Yeah.
Because he didn't have any toys to play with, so he kept trying to play with keys. So that's actually where we got the name from.
There you go.
Wow.
So yeah, just kind of a weird
story. You're on vacation?
We were on vacation, yeah, visiting a buddy out there. So it was actually kind of funny. I don't think too many band names come from Shakespeare's house.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Where is the key? Tell us the band. What's your backstory?
Yeah, so Isaac Segafis and I formed the band about 10 years ago, but just in a basement right next to Rocker's house.
Actually. Oh, yeah. We were neighbors.
But I
remember
exactly. So we had a basement band for basically 10 years. And then last year we, decided to play out. So we picked up Jordan Lumen about 2 weeks before our first show. He had to learn all the songs real quick, but he came on, for vocals. And then after that, we got Will Jackson on bass around September. So we've been doing this for about a year now. It's going really well. We're playing out quite a bit.
Nice. And I notice where is the key? The is capitalized. What's behind that?
Yeah, so the little kid that came up with the name, he's actually, his parents are from the Czech Republic, so they speak with a little bit of an accent.
Also on vacation. It's a long story.
It's a very long story. We could do a whole podcast on it if you want to. But yeah, he would accent different. He'd be like, where is the key? Where is the key?
Oh.
So we just got it from that, and it's kind of a cool in-joke backstory, but now for you guys know too.
That's really funny.
Shh, don't tell anybody, Rocker.
Oh, I won't. Halloween Bash 2024, October 19th. It's at the Mad Farm Moto in Brooklyn, Wisconsin on Highway 14. The Bash features 18 bands, a car and moto show, live art exhibits, food trucks, and costume contest. My first question is the venue. What exactly is Mad Farm Moto? Josh, you're from Mad Farm Moto. What is it?
Yeah, so Mad Farm Moto is actually the home of our bass player, Will. It's the farm that he owns. He set up a stage in his barn. He has a motocross track set up behind the house and barn. And we were actually there earlier today for a party he had for his company that he works for.
Aaron Weber Group.
Excuse me, Aaron Weber Group. So there'll be plenty of, I mean, there's 18 bands, there's an upstairs, there's a downstairs. We usually swap between heavier rock upstairs and more acoustic stuff in the basement of the barn. Should be a real good time.
Where is this like located on just off Highway 14? How do you get there?
Yeah, so you just head south out of Madison, towards Oregon, keep going, and it's actually right off of Highway 14, right on the main drag,
right before the roundabout there. So we'll have some signs up. You'll probably hear a lot of commotion coming from there, and there'll be a bunch of parking spots ready there. So the only thing we're missing is a clown. So if you guys know any clowns, we can get that too.
But we'll check the Rolodex. Yeah.
There are too many bands to read. 18 bands, we said. But I see the Saleys, Abaddon's End, Mickey Magnum, Mason Meyer. Tell me about the music part of the Bash. And was any of this outdoors? I didn't see if I...
Yeah, so it's all indoors, split between the top floor of the barn where the haymow was and the bottom floor. It's a whole mix of music. So we're doing... heavy metal, we have some alternative bands, we have some country bands, we have some blues bands. We really wanted to make it you know, appeal to everybody.
Oh, okay. So it's not just metal.
It's not just metal. It's a big, it's a celebration of, you know, local music. So we tried to get as many people out there as we could. We do a spring bash as well. This is the second Halloween bash that we've done out there. The spring bash, we had just short of 400 people out there throughout the day. So it was a pretty good show. So we hope to get more people out there this time and, you know, come get a tattoo, eat a taco from the taco truck. You know, there's a lot to do out there.
So hold on.
We're talking taco truck.
Motorcycles, tattoos.
Yeah, cars, motos.
Right.
So tell us about the car and moto show, though.
Yeah, so Will Jackson, the bassist, really got into classic cars over the summer. He bought an awesome old hot rod. He also has a lot of old bikes, so we're going to display those. And we're like, well, why don't other people get invited to bring their stuff out, too? So
that's cool.
We're hoping people come out, bring their cool cars out. I have an old Fiat convertible that I'm hoping to get running for that. But,
no pressure.
It's just, you know, an extra
it's a couple weeks away.
Exactly. We also had a few motorcycle clubs stop out the last time that we had the spring bash. So, you know, we figured we'd add moto in there as well, just because we got a good showing from those folks.
Nice, nice. So like premier parking for the fancy cars,
exactly,
right there.
Yep. Exactly.
Very cool. So that is October 19th. Is that, did I see it was BYO?
It is. It is. There is, you know, you can talk to some of the bands. Some of the bands are getting kegs as well. You can talk to them to see what they're doing. Where's the Key is doing a $5 donation for a cup to the keg and maybe some whiskey and other stuff that we have there. But yeah, as BYO, we're keeping it small for right now. You know, hopefully in the future we can make this a really big show, you know, where we have actual vendors and everything out there. But it's just a, you know, big party celebration of local music.
Where is the Key writes songs about paranormal and unexplained and just released a 10-song album, Synesthesia. Tell us about your band's music and new album and about this paranormal and unexplained things.
Yeah, so if you buy the album itself, basically we have little snippets of radio fading in and out throughout the whole album. And there might be some, you know, Russians talking about some things that they're stealing from some scientists in Fargo, North Dakota.
Oh.
You know, there might be some people talking about, you know, synesthesia, where we got the album name from, how you can, you know, see sounds or you know, picture sounds and do other things. We basically wanted to make it somewhat of a concept album with a bunch of little weird things thrown in between. You know, you really get it when you listen to the full album itself. But every song has a little sprinkle of something paranormal or something in that.
Cool.
Nice. Operation Synesthesia. Where can we find this online?
Yeah, so all the normal streaming places. We're releasing songs one or two at a time right now. But you can buy the album from us directly and get all the songs at once. So I think we have 6 songs out on, you know, the usual Spotify, YouTube, Music, Apple Music, all that stuff. But, you know, call your local radio station, ask for these songs too, because all the local stations have it as well.
Nice. Where is the Key? Thank you so much for coming to the studio tonight to tell us about your band and the Mad Moto Farm Halloween Bash 2024 in Brooklyn, Wisconsin on October 19th. How do we find more about the show?
Yeah, so if you go to Mad Farm Moto and Music on Facebook, you can find the event there. You can also follow Where is the Key on Facebook. We're posting about it, you know, pretty regularly. So
very cool. Well, right now, let's check out a brand new song from Where's the Key. This is Idol on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.